While the history of the organ is steeped in majesty and tradition, modern organs are being used to express a range of new sounds. WRTI Susan Lewis spoke with soloist James McVinney about the organ and its starring role in Nico Muhly's new concerto, Register.
Soon after the start of Nico Muhly's Concerto for Organ and Orchestra, the organ dives into its delicate side.
The very first opening solo part for the organ is this really furiously fast toccata, very soft, filigree, perpetual motion semiquavers.
Soloist James McVinney.
I wanted that to sound quirky and a little bit like it was coming out of a synthesizer.
Each organ has different sound possibilities, and the composer leaves a variety of musical choices to the performer.
Then the great thing is that it's a bit like an artist with a palette of oil paint. You can mix and match your colors.
Colors that, in Muhly's concerto, engage the orchestra in musical dialogue.
The organ is kind of embedded in the orchestral texture as well as being its own kind of solo entity.
As majestic and traditional as it can be, the organ today, he says, is also an instrument that can quickly take advantage of new technologies.
I'm relying on electronic capabilities in the console to switch registrations very quickly at a touch of a button. And that's what's so fascinating about the organ is that despite it being a very grand old instrument, I think it's an eternally new instrument.
Register, by Nico Muhly, was commissioned by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and South Bank Center in London.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.